This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you as we're trying to see if Braves and Dodgers are going to get underway here shortly. Looks like maybe the start of this game is going to be backed up just a little bit. So, obviously, rain moving through Atlanta here. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of baseball talk, we talked to our buddy Bob Nightingale, USA Today MLB columnist. Follow Bob on his Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Chuck.
You know, this is going to shape up to be, I think, a fun week for the Braves because We get to see the Dodgers for three games, and really the three healthy starters that we have are all going to pitch, Morton, Strider, and Elder. And then you got the Phillies for four games where this is our first time seeing them. I'm not saying that you can knock out the Phillies, but you could give them a real good body blow to the ribs if you take three out of four from them. This is shaping up to be a pretty good week, and is this sort of a little bit of a litmus test for Atlanta as they're going to see the Dodgers and Phillies this week?
Well, particularly Dodgers. You know the Dodgers will be there. We'll see about the Phillies. I might think at this point, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say this, week before Memorial Day, but it's almost like it'd be stunning if Atlanta doesn't win the division. You know, it's almost like their division will lose. And let's see who's going to be the wild card team, so he'll go along with them. I just don't see anyone staying with them. You know, Mets possibly, if everything goes right, you know, to play a little bit of baseball now with the young kids. I don't see the Phillies staying with them. Phillies have too many pitching problems. I think, you know, I really believe it. It's Atlanta's division to lose, and then we'll see who's going to be playing October 1 with them.
You know, Bob, Charlie Morton has had a bit of a reversal of fortune. He's not giving up the home run ball this year. He's still striking out lots of batters. For a nearly 40-year-old pitcher, this has been a really good bounce back for him to get on track this year with an ERA below 3-5 wins already.
Yeah, I mean, now we know why, you know, Atlanta gave him an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people in the industry kind of raise their eyebrows, like, whoa, you know, with his age and stuff, you know, you sure you want to give him $20 million? And, you know, he's such a big mentor in that clubhouse, too. You know, it means so much to so many people. So, no, it's a, great to see what he's doing. Once they start getting all their pitchers back and everything else, you know, it should be a, pretty smooth sailing, you know, knocking wood that everybody stays healthy.
You know, one of the other guys that has been you know, again, I'm not going to speak for all of Major League Baseball, but certainly here in Atlanta has been Orlando Arcia, who's been both good defensively, but his offense has been outstanding. He's had so many clutch hits, hitting the ball really well, still hitting over 300, 380 on-base percentage. I mean, this is the best of everything for the Braves that, you know, look, they didn't spend the money on Dansby, and they've got a guy that is just picking right up where he left off.
Yeah, I don't see anybody that saw this coming. You know, even our sea of fans, it's like, you know, to play this good, to play as solid a shortstop, you know, as there is in the game right now. You know, huge help for Atlanta, because everybody thought, oh man, you let Swanson go on the heels of you know, Freeman going too. You know, how you can survive that, and they certainly have at a very reasonable cost.
You know, Bryce Elder is another guy that has been really good for the Braves this year. He pitched a lot of good baseball down the stretch for them last year. Now 3-0 with a 2.06 ERA. Where are you starting to see him kind of creeping into some of these discussions about, you know, some of the good, really good young pitchers in Major League Baseball? I mean, him and Strider are from that same, and Jared Schuster, the guy who pitched yesterday, they're all from that 2020 draft class. And you know, over the last couple few years, they've gotten so many good contributions out of their real young guys.
Yeah, I mean, give a lot of credit to that scouting department, and of course, Dana Brown. You know, who's now with the Houston. No, he was fabulous picking the right guys, everything else. So I think a lot of times what helps is when you have young guys like that just kind of feeding off each other. You know, you guys says, okay, if he can do it, I can do it, type of thing. So it's a great thing to have. I mean, you see a lot of the great rotations is having other guys go along with them. You know, whether it's Johnson Schilling back in the Diamondback days, or Max Smoltz Glavine, Atlanta days. But just nice to see guys push each other. And I think that's what's happening here. You know, nobody wants to be that weak link.
Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, where is Ronald Acuña Jr. this year in as far as pecking order of best players in Major League Baseball?
Right now, you got to say, I mean, he's a clear-cut winner MVP race, or clear-cut leader, I should say. You know, if the MVP voting, came in now, he'd be unanimous. He's playing as good, if not better, than any player in the game. I mean, right now you'd say, okay, is it Acuña? Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Shohei Ohtani? But what Acuña is doing right now, you'd probably put him above Judge and Ohtani too.
So let's bounce around the league a little bit, Bob. If you had a vote today for AL MVP, you giving it to Aaron Judge, or are you giving it to a Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, or maybe Aroldis Garcia of the Rangers.
Yeah,
what he's doing. I like voting for guys whose teams make the playoffs or in first place, and in this case, what Texas is doing. But yeah, I mean, Semien's been fantastic too, but so has so has Garcia. They've had a lot of production. I mean, obviously they're doing well because they're leading the major leagues in runs.
You wrote a column here recently about the rebuild process for the Nationals and Oakland and all that, and I look at the Oakland A's and we've talked about this before. But 10-38, Bob, and it's an embarrassment. And, you know, they're going to Vegas, and we talked about that. I mean, I look at them as they were a great franchise. Not just a good franchise, but, I mean, through the 70s to the 90s, they were a great franchise. And now it's just disgraceful. Like, how do we keep these teams from just – I mean, literally, they're not at the bottom. They're below the bottom. You know, when it comes to the Oakland A's, and the Nationals are at least respectable. I mean, and they won the World Series a few years ago. But I just look at this Oakland team, and it's like it's embarrassing for the game of baseball how bad they are.
Oh, it is. It's a Triple-A team playing in the major leagues. I mean, they're not just getting beat every night; they're getting hammered every night. They're okay, respectable in Houston over the weekend, lost some close ones. But all in all, I mean, with the Mets quarterback, about 170 runs so far. And, you know, it upsets other owners, too. It's like, wait a minute now, this team is getting revenue sharing, so we're paying these guys when they have a $59 million payroll. You know, they raise their ticket prices to make sure people don't come. I think that series against Arizona last week, they drew a total of 9,000 fans. So, no, it is embarrassment to baseball. I mean, come September, everything else, you know, who's ever playing Oakland's got a huge advantage. It's almost like automatic buys.
You know, we've talked about Arizona before, Bob, and I know you're in that area. Why has Arizona been so good? I mean, they continue to surprise. 27-20, they're plus 12 in run differential. You know, they're nipping at the Dodgers' heels. I mean, can they keep this thing a race for, 162?
I think they can keep a race for a playoff spot, but not the division. I think at some point the lack of pitching shows up. Their bullpen's very shaky. They really had just two primary starters, you know, Zach Gallen. I'm trying to think of the other guy's name. He's their number, Merrill Kelly, their number two guy. And then it's just three kids. But they're scrappy. They very good defense. Outfield, if that ball's in the air, it's going to get caught. Corbin Carroll should be, he's a huge favorite for, rookie of the year. But they sent a couple of kids down to outfielders down the minor leagues. Their kids come up and play lights out. But they've been playing very, very good defense. And the trade with Toronto has really worked out well. When they got Gurriel's brother, he's done well. And Marino behind the plate has been a fabulous rookie catcher.
How frustrating is it to be the Toronto Blue Jays? You sweep the Braves, you're 25-22, and you're still 8.5 games out of first place in that division. I mean, that's got to be just like, what do we have to do to succeed here? But Tampa, Baltimore, the Yankees are sitting at third, and they're 29-20. Like, there are some real top-heavy teams in that division.
Oh, it's going to be a shame when one of those five teams don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, it certainly looks like the other three are. I mean, we know the AL Central is going to get only one team. AL West may only get one team. But, yeah, just an unbelievable division. Good for them that there's a new schedule out. So you play short 13 times instead of 19 times. It makes it more fair for the wild card races. But yeah, it's unbelievable what they've done. I'm surprised. I thought Toronto would have a better season, but they've been their starting pitching hasn't been nearly as strong as I think everybody anticipated.
Bob, and I don't know what the numbers are across all of Major League Baseball, but it does seem like that there has been a noticeable uptick in the stolen bases. Ruiz leads baseball with 24 steals. Obviously, Ronald Acuna, he's got 18 steals. You got some guys that are on pace for some pretty good numbers. If nothing else, look, I love stolen bases, and I love speed in baseball and guys just, running around the bases. It does seem like, if nothing else, that part of getting increases in the game has worked out so far in baseball.
Yeah, it really has. Stolen base attempts are up, not hugely up, but they're up. But the percentage of being successful right now is at a record rate. So if you got some decent speed, you're going to take off. You can time those pitchers. The bases are bigger too, so it doesn't make it more fun. That's why you always sick of just guys taking walks and stuff like that. Well, if you're going to steal second base, then there you go, you're in scoring position, and that's why runs are slightly up this year too. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many what the draft classes are in the future. Instead of just trying to get these big boppers and say, let's get a guy that put the ball in play. How about like a Luis Arraez from Miami? Now, you wish he had more speed, but those type of guys that always put the ball in play.
I know this sounds like a funny question in some ways, but is Gerrit Cole back? He's 5-0. His ERA is barely 2. He's made the most starts in baseball. He's got a complete game and a shutout to it. Does it feel like he's back to what he was a few years ago when he was with the Astros?
It does. You know, particularly you're pitching the AL East, great lineups. So no, I think he's definitely back. You know, unfortunately for him, for him, you're judged what you do in September, October. They got him to be that ace in come October. So, you know, and he's had some bad outings in the playoffs with the Yankees. So, you know, no matter what does in regular season, I think that's what gave me the litmus test is what will this guy do to help him get to the World Series.
Bob Nightingale, he's the USA Today MLB columnist. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bob, as always, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Thank
you got it. When Gary Stokin, president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, is going to join us up next. We'll talk about this new playoff format, and certainly it does benefit the Peach Bowl. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.